I have a great guest this afternoon. Bob Misson is here to promote the fourth year, I think it is. Is that correct? The fourth year
absolutely right.
Of your festival in Lowville. Tell all.
Well, first of all, where the heck is Lowville? Lowville is in North Burlington, on the verge of Burlington and Milton.
Right.
It's God's country. It's escarpment country. And we do our concerts in a couple of churches and various venues in and around the hamlet of Lowville, which is nestled in the valley of the Brawny Creek. Beautiful, beautiful country.
Sure.
Lots of conservation areas, walks, hikes, and that sort of thing.
And now's the time to go.
It is now spring, finally, and next weekend we're going to have three different concerts beginning on the 8th of June. Sarah Harmer, who actually was born in Lowville, is going to open the festival. Ben Heppner's coming on the Saturday night.
Speaking of tenor solos
absolutely,
to start off.
Absolutely, yes, indeed.
That's the Ben Heppner, ladies and gentlemen.
The Ben Heppner.
Yes.
But the Ben Heppner doesn't sing Nessun Dorma anymore, but he still sings like an angel, and he'll be favoring us with some selections from musical theater, from gospel music, from Canadian folk songs, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And he's going to be joined by our Lowville Festival Choir. We have a 35-voice choir.
Let's give that website out right now, first time for this interview. Where do people go on the web?
Well, have a look at www.lowvillefestival.com.
Okay.
And more information, more tickets.
You can get tickets there. There's a link for tickets.
Yeah.
Now, your tickets are way too underpriced for what you're going to get in Lowville. Way too inexpensive.
Well.
You know, that must account for why there's so few left for a couple of shows.
That's true. Sarah Harmer is, for all intents and purposes, sold out.
All right.
We still have some tickets for the other two shows. But,
so if you're listening, now's your time. If you want to hear her, now's your time. Get online.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, and it's such a beautiful part of the world. Bring a picnic. Go to a couple of the bistros up that way.
Oh, yes. What's the dining like?
Well, there's two bistros, one in Lowville. It's the old general store called the Lowville Bistro. Mm-hmm. And up on Mount Nemo, which is just along Guelph line before you hit Lowville, is a new restaurant called Wunderbar. Which is a kind of interesting combination of a roadhouse that used to serve Viennese food, like schnitzels and that sort of thing, and a health food restaurant, because the new owners are into yoga and all that sort of thing.
Well, it's nothing like a health-giving schnitzel.
You have your schnitzel and your kombucha, homemade kombucha at the same time. But it's wonderful, and, you know.
All right. Now, the population of Lowville didn't wake up one morning 4 years ago and say, you know, we can't make it through to Friday unless Bob Misson makes a festival. How did it happen? How did it go?
Well, interestingly enough, my good friend and my co-artistic director, her name is Loretta Bailey, great, great musical theater performer. She starred in Les Mis here, lives in Lowville. And about 4 years ago, I've been living in Burlington for 9 years, I decided I'd like to do things in and around Burlington.
Sure.
So I kind of espied Lowville because I'd been through it for years and years. You know, it's just beautiful country. And I said to Loretta, what do you think about the idea of doing a festival here? So she thought that was a great idea. Mm-hmm. And long story short, she has been involved in a number of the events as a performer, as have I to a much more limited degree. And this year we're doing a workshop of a new play called Truth and Illusion. And Loretta and her husband, Eric Trask, are going to be featured in that.
The festival runs from when until when?
June 8th, 9th, and 10th. 3 days, three nights.
Folks, you can't miss this. You've only got June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Get in and see two concerts and a play.
That's right. Yeah.
Can you tell us about the performing environment? It's a church, is it not?
Well, we do performances in two churches. The bookend Lowville, one's at the south end, one's at the north.
Mm-hmm.
And the two concerts are taking place in St. George's Hall, which actually is quite a wonderful hall because it's air-conditioned. So if we have more of our summer weather, no issues. And it's got wonderful acoustics, especially for a choir. Beautiful sort of cathedral style acoustics. So, and you know, it's a wheelchair accessible, all those sorts of things. It's only about 30 years old, so it's got all the mod cons. It's wonderful.
There are special early bird discounts in place until Friday, June 1st. You missed it because you didn't go to the website, but you can still go to the website and find things out. It is lowvillefestival.com, lowvillefestival.com. Or let's see, does this work as well? Different drummer books in downtown Burlington?
Yes, we still have some tickets there.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
If you want, you can probably get in touch with Robert Misson by going to the festival website if you have questions for it. I'm not about to give out his private phone number on the radio. That'll be our secret, all right, for now.
Appreciate that.
Any last thing you want people to know about the Lowville Festival?
Well, I would just like people to know that it's only 45 minutes from downtown Toronto. Now, I would say that under optimum conditions, but it's a lot closer than the other major festivals, and it's in such beautiful country. people in South Burlington aren't even aware of how beautiful this majestic escarpment area is. So I would encourage people to come out, spend the day, come and see a concert, bring a picnic, go to one of the restaurants, have a wonderful time.
Wishing you a great festival.
Thank you so much, Kerry.
The website is lowvillefestival.com.